Hare Krishna, everybody. We have our Sunday school kids ready to do a presentation on Gauranga Mahaprabhu's life. And they've been working hard. they've understood a lot about his pastimes, and all the parents who worked for it have really worked very hard. So I would like... We don't have it. So I'd like the kids to really not talk when others are presenting, okay? Yeah? Thank you. We're going to start. And we're going to start with our little Parth. Prabhuji? Oh, we're going to start off with Advaitacharya's life and how he prayed to Mahaprabhu, how he prayed to the Supreme Person to appear as Mahaprabhu. And we took a good amount of, bits, pieces from Adilila, Madhyalila, and Antyalila from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we actually divided ourselves into five groups, and each group was helped by a different parent. Our first group was held by Mayapur Bihari Prabhu. Our second group was helped by Ramananda Sakha Prabhu. Our third group was helped by Ananda Mataji. Our fourth group was held by Kameshwari Mataji. And I helped the fifth group. Thank you.
Om Aganti Mira Ansasya Ganon Jan Chalakai Jaksrul Milchan Yena Tasmai Si Guru Ve Namaha. Om Namo Namo Mahavirni Ayakshne Pima Padayate Kshnekshta Chaitanya Name Guru Tuse Namaha. Sikshta Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sadvaita Gadadara Sivasadi Ko Bhattavanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Thank you. I'm going to say another word.
Can I say another word? Yes, we'll say about Advaita Acharya.
Advaita Acharya was a notable, one of the most devoted disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who resides in Navadvipa. Sri Advaita Acharya, whose virtue has made the world blessed. Advaita Acharya was born in Navagram Lower Village in present-day Sylhet district of Bangladesh in 1434. He was a guru of Haridas Thakur. He spent most of his adult life in the town of Shantipur with his wife and six children, promoting Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Puran, and Bhakti Yoga. Although Vishnu himself, he was in the mood of a devotee. In the mood of a Vaishnava, he felt compassion for the fallen souls who were so engrossed in material affairs. He felt that they had not been in Krishna consciousness and needed help. He felt only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could deliver them and teach Yug Dharma of Hari Nam, so he called. Hare Krishna.
Jai Hare Krishna, my name is Saket and I'm telling about Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya Prabhu was an ideal householder. He had read in the scriptures that the Lord sells him to a devotee who offers him a tulsi leaf and a palm full of water. As a grastar brahmana, he worshipped a salagrama sila at home. Therefore, specifically, he began to worship the salagrama with Ganga's water and tulsi leaves and bringing the aim of touch about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descent. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how Advaitacharya Prabhu appealed to Lord Krishna to appear again on earth. He cried with such intensity sound that the sound traveled throughout the entire universe. And ultimately reached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus the Lord came to the request of Advaitacharya, his pure devotee, to exclaim the fallen souls. Thank you.
Countless devotees appeared in this world before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. His father's name was Jagannath Mishra and his mother's name was Sachi Devi. Jagannath Mishra was exactly like Nanda Maharaja and Vasudeva. Sachi Devi was devoted to her husband. They got 8 daughters, and all the 8 daughters were dead after their birth. The 9th son was Vishwarupa. He was strong, powerful, and intelligent. He left his home when his parents forced him to marry and went to a monastery in South India. January 1485, the Lord entered the hearts of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi. Jagannath Mishra said to Sachi, "I see wonderful things. Your body is effulgent and it looks like the goddess of fortune was staying in my home." Sachi said to her husband, "I see wonderful people appearing in space and offering prayers." Jagannath Mishra said in a dream, "The Lord entered my heart. From my heart, it entered your heart. I understood that a great personality will be born."
on February 18th, 1486, just after sunset, the auspicious moment arrived. The moon was eclipsed. Thus, everyone chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra during the lunar eclipse. When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, the Lord advented himself in Mayapur in the district of Nadia. Everyone was pleased. When the Hindus chanted the holy name of the Lord, the non-Hindus, especially the Muslims, jokingly imitated the words. The wives of Lord Narsimhadeva, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and King Indra, and other celestial ladies dressed as the wives of Brahmanas and came there and offered various gifts. Nilambar Chakravarti, the grandfather of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, calculated the birth moment of the child. He told Jagannatha Mishra privately that he saw the symptoms of a great personality in both the birth moment and the body of the child. Thus he knew that this child would deliver all the three worlds. Sita Devi, the wife of Advaita Acharya, gave the child the name Nimai, derived from the name tree, being afraid of ghosts and witches. Later, at a name-giving ceremony, he was named Viswampara, the one who would protect and maintain all the world.
I want to talk about childhood activity. Little Nimai was so beautiful that everyone heartfully loved to see him every day. When he was in mother's arms, showing the mission of the hero. One day his mother Sachi brought a dish of sweets for one day he was playing with a snake in the yard. And his mom took him away. The snake didn't do anything to him.
Balram.
One time a Brahmana on pilgrimage came to Jagannath Mishra's house. Jagannath Mishra gave him some food to cook for his deity Lord Krishna. The Brahmana cooked and he offered it to Lord Krishna. While offering, little Nimai came and ate it. The same thing happened in the second time. In the third time, the Brahmana cooked and offered it. Nimai came and showed himself as Lord Krishna. The Brahmana was in ecstasy to see him in the front of him. One time, Nimai was playing outside. Two thieves came and took him to steal his jewelries. On the way, they were feeding him sweetmeats. Nimai, with his illusory energy, made them return to his own home. Another day on Ekadashi, there were two Brahmanas who had offered nice offerings to the Lord. Their names were Jagadish and Hiranya. Nimai forced his father that he would go there so they could feed him. One day, Nimai was sitting on the rejected earthen pots which were considered unholy by his mother. Nimai told to his mother, "There is no difference of holiness and unholiness, which are thrown away." Nimai went in the eighth year. These kind of pastimes were continued until his fifth year. In the eighth year, Nimai went to the tola of Gangadas Pandit. He learned there Sanskrit grammar and rhetoric. He came home and his father's book he learned there Nyaya and Smriti. In his tenth year, he was a scholar on those four subjects. When his elder brother Vishwarup took sannyas, his father in separation passed away.
Hari Bol, when Nimai was 14 or 15 years old, Nimai was 14 or 15 years old. One day, when he was coming back from school, he accidentally saw Lakshmi Priya, daughter of Vallabhacharya. When they met each other, their relationships awakened. At the same time, a matchmaker named Vanmali Ghataka arranged their marriage. Thus, the Lord married Lakshmi Priya. Nimai at this age was one of the best scholars in Navadvip, which was the renowned seat of the Nyaya philosophy and Sanskrit learning. Being a married man, he went to East Bengal at the bank of River Padma for acquiring wealth. He preached Vaishnavism in intervals. Back in Navadvip, Lakshmi Priya could not bear the separation from the Lord, and thus the snake of separation bit her, and she left for the spiritual abode. On returning home, Nimai saw his mother in the mourning state. Nimai consoled her. He explained her the nature of this material world. Again, on his mother's request, Nimai married Vishnu Priya, daughter of Raja Pandit Sanatana Mishra. Once, a great pandit named Keshav Kashmiri Keshav Kashmiri was a great Digvijaya, came to Nadia to have a discussion with Mahaprabhu. So the pundits of Navadvip decided to put forward Nimai Pandit. They thought if Nimai Pandit was defeated, then they will have another chance with a plea to plea that Nimai Pandit was a boy only. If Nimai Pandit defeated Kesha Kashmiri, then the people of Navadvip will be glorified because a boy of Navadvip defeated such a champion scholar of all India repute. And it so happened when Nimai Pandit met the Kashmiri Pandit on the bank of the Ganges. Nimai Pandit requested him to say a shloka in praise of Mother Ganges. Kesha Kashmiri said 100 shlokas. Said 100 shlokas praising Mother Ganges. Nimai Pandit also at once took a chance. Nimai Pandit Kesha Kashmiri was defeated, and Nimai Pandit was most important in his times.
Hey, Bol. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's name was Sachi and his father's name was Jagannath Mishra and the spiritual master is Ifra Puri. He distributed the holy names of Krishna to everyone, even Jagai and Madai, but by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, they became devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught a mantra, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalona, Stevana, Stevakatir. Then he taught a mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And they went to Shriya's Thakur's house to Sankirtan for one month every night.
Lord Chaitanya planted a mango seed which immediately grew into a tree. He washed the mango tree. He washed the mango and then he offered it to the Lord for eating the mango. These fruits are red and yellow and didn't have a skin or a seed. Every day after Sankirtan, everyone used to have a mango eating festival for 12 months.
Lord Chaitanya and all his devotees were having Harinam. And there was a sound of Hari Hari and all in Mridanga. Chand Kazi did not like chanting, so he broke one Mridanga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that someone broke a Mridanga, he said, "That personified will stand in front of blasphemers." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that to all his devotees that let's go to Chand Kazi's house. So they all went, and then Chand Kazi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a discussion. Chand Kazi got defeat. He agreed. Then Chand Kazi said, "Throughout all my generations, we shall protect the Sankirtan movement." Lord Chaitanya showed all his forms as Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, Varadhev, and Balram, and all his other forms.
Hare Krishna. Today I am going to talk about sannyas and preaching activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we all know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Adi Leela is the first 24 years of his life that he stayed at home. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had all facilities and all luxuries. He had a mother, loving mother, a beautiful wife about 16 years old, and he had all the people in Navadvip who took care of him so affectionately and loved him as their life and soul. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was willing to give up everything to save us, fallen souls. He was willing to give up all those things. So in this decision, he went to Keshav Bharati Maharaj and took sannyas in the month of Magh in the village of Katwa. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after all these things, he started traveling. So let me trace back. One of the most fateful pastimes that occurred when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas was the shaving ceremony. The barber sat for 3 days just weeping. "I will not cut Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's curly, beautiful back hair. I will not cut his hair." So after all of these happenings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu still took sannyas. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled for 6 years to places such as Vrindavan and South India. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not travel with cars and planes and vans and trucks. He traveled with his lotus feet to all of those places. And his lotus feet are not like our rough feet. They are as soft as foam. And he traveled to all of those places, blessing everybody and dancing, singing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in ecstasy. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, he found 2 very important books. And 7 a.m. in the morning, in all the ISKCON temples, we hear the song, "Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami, Vindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami." And this song originated from the words spoken by Brahma, the first shloka, "Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami." And along with that book, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu excavated very beautiful book, Krishna Karanamrita. And knowing them to be very excellent books, he brought them back to Jagannath Puri to share with his devotees. And when he went back to Jagannath Puri, he stayed there for a continuous 18 years. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to Jagannath Puri, all his devotees came to meet him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanting to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all throughout the world, he said, "Every town and village someday will chant my holy name, and we are still trying to preach that right now. And even if the supreme personality of God had said that, it must happen." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent the Avadhut Nityananda to Bengal to preach to the general populace. He sent the brothers, Sri Rupam and Sri Sanatan to Vrindavan, who we are descendants of, to establish the Vaishnava philosophy. Everybody did their preaching and service thoroughly, but they could not stand the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them, "You please come once a year," and all the devotees came once a year for the next 20 years and stayed for 4 months. And those 4 months were like paradise for those devotees because they could stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and enjoy his pastimes and association. So some of the prominent pastimes that his associates and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed were the Snaniyatra, the cleaning of the Gundicha temple, and the Ratiyatra festivals. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Snaniyatra, he was in ecstasy, and all his associates and himself, being inspired, cleaned the Gundicha temple. Now we can compare. The Lakshmis, the millions of Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, are trying to clean the dust off the walls, even though there is no dust. They're trying to clean it off the Chintamani, emerald, and sapphires. But there is no dust. But why do they do it? They do it because they don't want a full glance, but a sidelong glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And now the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that same Supreme Personality of Godhead, came to this material world to clean his own temple with his personal cloth, cleaning every nook and corner so that there's not even a single piece of dust. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after this pastime, he went to the Jagannath's Rath Yatra cart festival, and he danced. Now, if a person jumps in the air and falls back down, at least something's going to be broken, a bone, or something's going to be misplaced. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went up and down without nothing hurt him. And because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he did this not once, but many times. And his constant prayer was that, "Lord Krishna, when will I see you in the threefold bending form as Gopal, as the son of Nanda Maharaj?" This was his constant prayer. And after all these pastimes, he bid farewell to his Bengali devotees, and they continued for the next every year for the 20 years, every 4 months. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, I am going to talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sanatana Goswami and gave the following instructions. A living entity is an eternal servant of Krishna. They are qualitatively one but quantitatively different. Like I can have a drop of ocean water. The drop of ocean water is salty and the ocean is salty. But the drop of ocean water is just part of the ocean. Just like that, we are part and parcel of Krishna. When we forget Krishna, that means we're under the influence of Maya. Just by the mercy of a saintly soul, one can go away from the influence of Maya. Like I can get the shelter of a guru, and the guru will help me go away from the influence of Maya. Krishna educates us with 1, Vedic literature, that is reading his books, 2, a spiritual master, that is like a guru, 3, the super soul, that is the Paramatma. Abhideya is the devotional service or sense activity for Krishna's satisfaction. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes the 9 processes of Abhideya, that is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. With devotional service, one can cross the Viraja River. The Viraja River is the river that divides the Vaikuntha planets to the material planets. In the spiritual world, there is no modes and there's no Maya. There is no mode of passion, no mode of goodness, and no mode of ignorance. There is only pure goodness. The breadth of the Vaikuntha planet is immeasurable. If you used up everything in the whole world and tried to measure the Vaikuntha planets, it would still not be measurable. The shape of the spiritual sky is like a lotus, and the petals are the spiritual planets, and the middle of the whole lotus is called Goloka Vrindavan. Devotional service is the chief function of the soul. So let's all do devotional service.
Haridas Thakur goes in front of the Tulsi and chants the 300,000 holy names daily. He chanted entire day and night. Just before he gave up his body, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Are you okay?" Haridas Thakur said, "My body is okay, but my mind and intelligence are not." "Then what happened?" said Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur said, "I have a disease which I can't complete my rounds." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to decrease his rounds. Haridas Thakur refused. He said that he was born from an inferior family and he was the lowest. While chanting the holy names of Sri Krishna, he breathed his last and passed and gave up his body. The Lord gave us 8 important prayers that's called the Shikshashtakam. When the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the Jagannatha Vallabha garden, he saw Krishna under an Ashoka tree. He ran forward to get a closer look of him, but suddenly he disappeared. He couldn't bear the separation, so he fainted. His two devotees, Swarupa Damodara and Ramananda Raya, sing loudly so they could get him back consciousness. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to the Tota Gopinath temple. It is said that he disappeared into the Gopinath Titi. Thank you for listening to our presentations. We would like to give the audience a short quiz followed by the Shikshashtakam prayers.
Thank you for listening to the presentation. We have our little Yash here who's going to ask some questions. We just want to make sure everybody... to make sure that if everybody heard to the... the presentation. Thank you, Yash.
Who was Sri Advaita Acharya's disciple? Who was Sri Advaita Acharya's disciple? Yes, Hari Bol. Where was Sri Advaita Acharya born? No, try again. Navagram, Lower Village. Okay. Who was Vishwaroop? Yes? Hari Bol! Who told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's good fortune? Hari Bol! What is it? What is the river that divides the material world and the spiritual world? Viraja. Hari Bol.
Okay, how many years did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in this material world? 48 years, yes. What two important books did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu find and where? In? Kerala, okay, South India, okay, Hare Krishna. One more. Who is the living example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cleaning of the Gundicha temple present in our... Who was the Muslim who tried to stop Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching movement, and what did he do to spark Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anger? Okay. Thank you very much for listening to our presentation, and please bless us that we may do all lots of service for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Madan Mohan Ji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now we are going to sing the Shikshashtakam prayers. Please repeat after us.
Mataji, na inke nindu solrutha illa yaar. Oh, I love it. Sit down.
Janmanishwari Bhavatat Bhakti Rahaituki Twai Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavambudo Kripayatava Pada Pankaja Stitaduli Shadrisham Vichintaye Nayanam galadashrudaraya Vadanam gadgadaruddhayagira Pulakairnichintam vapuha kada తవ నామ గ్రహణే భవిష్యతి గాయితం నిమేషేన చక్షుషా ప్రవృషయితం శూన్యాయితం జగత్ సర్వం గోవింద విరహేన మే అశ్లిష్య వా పాదరతం పినస్తు మా అదర్శనన్ మర్మహతం కరోతు వా యతా దదా వా విదదాతు లంపతో మత్ ప్రాణనాథస్తు సేవనాపరః హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
Thank you so much, everybody. I would really like to have the parents who helped us do the presentation here so they can have a big Hari Bol for them. Come here, Shri. Ramananda Sekha Prabhu, Ananda Mataji, Mayapur Bihari Prabhu, oh, and Damodar Prabhu. Let's all say a big Hari Bol to all of them who really worked hard to get the kids in. Hari Bol. Thank you.